Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can always take us with you when you're on the move by downloading the Guardian Radio app. I still get a tune-in radio because it took me so long to just even learn about apps that I'm still on that app. So, and if you're even more old school than me, just go to your desktop computer and you can go to guardiantalkradio.com. We're going to have to redo that. And click on the live stream button. So, yes, it is just post-New Year. We're all back from our little breaks. We had the Junkanoo show last week, but we aired that before, we taped it before Junkanoo happened. So, unfortunately, Genesis did not win. Boo-hoo. But Carlos, well done. The whole team, well done. The group looked awesome. But being a one family girl, I'm quite happy about that win. So, but anyway, we are moving back to the National Exhibition. We had a couple of shows with artists, part of the ninth National Exhibition, which happens every 2 years. It's a biannual show where we have Bahamian artists who are practicing in the country or elsewhere, living away. And we have one in the studio tonight who's living away, but is back home visiting, and another who's living here. So I'd like to welcome to the studio tonight, Anina Major. Welcome back.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
And Natasha Vasquez.
Thank you so much.
Hello. Do you have like a double barrel name? Is that, can I just call you Natasha Vasquez?
You,
or is
can
it
just call me that.
Yeah, exactly.
Too much.
There's too many.
So
there's too many names. And both of you are in the NE9. So the first question I like to ask people, actually, there's a lot of women in this show. Did you notice that?
Yes.
A lot of Bahamian artists, but many, many women, which has been really interesting because I just actually, there's an artist coming to do the Bahama residency, right? What's her name?
Lillian Blades.
No, not Lillian Blades. Oh. The one who won the prize, the international artist.
Kim Schoenstatt.
And she's doing this project where she goes from city to city and she gathers all the female artists and does a picture, a photograph of them, and she's going to do one here.
Wow, that's great.
And actually, I was talking to them about how when Master Artists happened, everyone was upset because it was all men. And I'm like, and we're not even consciously trying to do that. I mean, we think about it all the time at NAGB, like, are we being like representative? But there are just so many amazing women artists practicing right now from the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Is that something that's, as women artists, does that affect you? Do you have like a gang that you feel connected to or not really? Or do you notice it when you come into the, when you went to the opening, for example, were you like, dang?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I still remember, you know, when I was introduced to this thing as art, and everybody that I was introduced to as an artist was a male. And that was always so strange to me, always has been strange to me. But I've never really known how to navigate that. And I think now that I'm older, it's beautiful that I'm recognizing these individuals, that I'm meeting these individuals. I just met Kendra for the first time.
Wow, Kendra Farup. Yeah,
and
she's
I've
awesome.
Been, like, fanning out.
And she's an amazing Bahamian artist. Yeah.
So that was, and she's been around for a while.
Yeah,
so
she has. She has.
I think it's beautiful, and I think it's encouraging going forward.
Natasha, how's it for you? Because you're a little younger, and so you're kind of fresh on the scene in a way. Is it that you have like people to look up to in a way?
Absolutely. It's great because when I was in grad school, for some reason, all my professors were male.
Yeah.
And most of the students were male. And
I think it's sort of generational. I mean, because I talked to Max Taylor about it one time because we hosted that show, that Master Artist show, because it was curated by someone else. It was curated by like foreign person who came to visit. And it was on show in Iowa. And then it came back to us and we took it on. And actually, John Cox, who was then our chief curator, put a show on the ground floor called Single Sex, which we only had women artists in to try to kind of balance it out. Because I remember there was such a backlash when that happened. And I spoke to Max about it and he just said, you know, I said, were there women working at your time? And they got excluded. He said, really, there weren't that many women because in that time period, Bahamian women were so tied to home and family and working and right that they didn't have kind of the liberty in a way. So the only women artists practicing at that time in the Bahamas were expat artists, women.
Wow.
And so we didn't obviously include them. And so it was kind of interesting. So it's sort of really nice for that reason, too, to see. And I think even in, you know, the States and stuff, but that was part of it.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a generational thing, right?
Yeah, and I think it's all tied back to, you know, women's rights and introduction to the workplace.
Yeah,
and, you know, sometimes
and being able to claim
bottom.
That role. Sometimes art is at the bottom.
Yeah.
So you both, interestingly, had work also that really ties to the landscape. And Anina, we've had you on the show before. You've been in the NAGB before. You were with us for the We Suffered to Remain show with those beautiful pieces, the teeth that were pulled out of the coconut, yeah. And your work's very tied to the landscape, but is also very personal. And your piece that you did for NE9 is really interesting. Can you try to describe it to the listeners? Because it's kind of hard to, and also both of your practices, it's not kind of traditional painting or drawing. You've both used really interesting medium. So can you talk a little bit about your piece, the title and what it means?
Right. So if I was to just describe the piece, it's a sculptural sound piece, and there's a wooden kind of clock that records time that also is an alarm that mm-hmm. sounds a 5-verse kind of chorus that me and my sister, A.L. Major, composed. And above that is this kind of scientific experiment where I casted a coconut shell, those coconuts that I'm mm-hmm. carrying around with me,
yep.
and out of porcelain, and it opens up to reveal kind of like a glass vase.
Yeah, it almost looks like a test tube, though.
Yeah,
whole thing looks very scientific. So when you say a wooden clock, I'm sure people already think of a round object with hands. It's not.
Yeah,
it's like a digital clock. So
yeah,
it's kind of like a wooden box with a sort of clock in, like a digital. It's really interesting. It's such a strange object. Beautiful.
So it's supposed to record time, and it's this experiment of growth, and you know, from the land, and there is a dilly tree seedling that's growing
in the vase,
out of the glass vase. Mm-hmm. And the coconut's supposed to kind of act like a protective shell.
Mm-hmm. Well, they looked like shells. I couldn't figure out what they were for the longest time, because it's this extraordinary object, it's a sculptural object, and it's kind of this wooden box, this beautiful wooden box, and then there's these sort of, they look like shells on either side, kind of protecting this test tubey thing.
Right.
And I thought they were some kind of shell from the ocean. Because
I'm good like that, I guess.
Right? Yeah, because they looked like a giant clamshell or a giant oyster or something. Like, I couldn't figure
out
what it was.
Up, right?
Yeah, exactly. But it's actually a coconut.
It's actually me casting a coconut. Well, the thing is, I think that we can't get away from talking about the land.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's in our history. It's kind of one of our defining factors. And so when I think about my work and my practice, which is usually personal subject matter,
mm-hmm.
I can't get away from references to the land.
Mm-hmm.
It's so integral in everything that we do, what we eat, mm-hmm. you know, what we pride ourselves on.
Well, it's kind of a really conflicted relationship too, right? Because
when you think about
like, you know, land back in the day, it was like black bodies working it.
And now
it's kind of like black bodies entertaining in it.
Yeah.
But we sell ourselves on our land, right? And at the same time, we kind of destroy it.
Yeah.
As well,
like, yeah. So we have a really entangled
really weird
relationship with it. And so I don't know. I think it's like almost one of the most poignant languages or symbols that we could use to convey almost any message that comes from, you know, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the dilly tree, was there a reason you picked a dilly and not, I don't know, a silver palm or, you know?
Well, I wanted a fruit tree.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, they're small when they start out and they grow to be these huge things over time, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I knew that. And my dad has a very expensive garden that has a lot of different fruits in it. And we talked about really what plant would be best. So we settled on two, which was the dilly and the sea grape plant. I also wanted something that was a little resilient.
Yeah.
And that could transplant somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Because the piece is really about like this idea of transplanting and coming back, and how you sow roots one place, sow roots another place.
Which is so tied to your personal story.
Right, exactly. And so how do we do that? And so those are the two plants we chose. My dad at the moment has dilly trees that are at almost 4 different stages. So we have the seedling.
Mm-hmm.
We have one that's about like a year old. And then there's one that's been there, I think, probably longer
since
than
the dawn of time.
Yeah. That I can remember. Yeah. So this idea.
I love dillies.
Something
oh
can continue and sweet.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, like
yeah,
you
yeah.
want to reference that as well.
Yeah.
That was really where that came from.
So it's not just actually, we've got to change the label in the show. It's not just a collaboration with your sister, A.L.
Oh, it's
a collaboration with your dad as well. Yeah, like the whole family's involved.
And I snuck my mom in the sound piece too. So she heard it and was like, I didn't know you did that. And I was like, yep, it's a family affair. Everybody is in this piece in some capacity.
That's so lovely.
Yeah.
Is it the first time you've collaborated? Because your sister's a poet.
Yeah, writer.
A writer. Okay.
Yeah.
And is this the first time you've collaborated with her on an art piece?
Yes. Yeah, it's the first time. I've been dying to do it for a very long time now. And I don't know, I thought a national exhibition was a perfect platform for that. Two young ladies who are living elsewhere coming together mm-hmm. to do this piece that would exist in our home, mm-hmm. you know? And so she was on board, and I was really happy to kind of have her come in. I consider myself a three-dimensional person. That's mm-hmm. how I express myself, through objects and materials. And to have her put words to the same things that I was thinking about, it just mm-hmm. seemed to me like it came together beautifully. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can do more in the future.
Yeah, it'll be wonderful. Yeah. So I've listened, I've spent some time with it. So if anyone comes to the gallery, right now it's just being, we had a little, you know, we had a little wardrobe malfunction. And so we're just fixing it. Actually, we had high winds the night of the opening and part of it got damaged. So we're just fixing it. But when you come, it actually lives outside. So it's on the upper veranda, like around the corner, because it needs light, because it's yeah. really like, it's a growing, it's yeah. an object that is still growing, which I love. I love that idea of life being in the artwork somehow, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know, and it having like a really like a yeah. life that is yeah. really growing.
And I love that it's in the elements as well. I mean, that mm-hmm. was a part of it. I call yeah. it my little island experiment.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
could I really survive if I came back home?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. you
know? Yeah, maybe not in high wind.
Not with gale force winds. So it's like, you yeah. never know. And I think that at the end of the show, I think it'll be a great metaphor yeah. for what's required. Like, what is required yeah. to nourish me if I was to come
yeah.
back?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a really interesting question. And you know, can you survive? And can you pick yourself up and put your pieces back together after
yeah.
you've, you know, because that's literally what happened.
Yeah.
Part of it broke. And
yeah.
how do you, because I think many of us that move away, we come back. And it was really interesting when I moved here with my family. I was like, okay, so I'm going to adapt the easiest. It's going to be really easy for me. Then my kids are going to adapt next. And then my husband, the German guy, is going to have the most difficult time, right? And then we came here and it was totally the opposite.
Yeah.
Because for him it was like, oh my god, freedom. Like, this isn't like Germany. This is great. I love this. But he's just out in the bush keeping his bees and, you know. And I'm just eternally frustrated because I want it to function better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because it's my country,
well,
I want more, and I want to be able to exactly. And so it was really interesting because it was sort of like, for a while there, I was like, if anyone wanted to leave, it was like I was the person. I was like, eh, okay, this didn't work. but you yeah. adapt and you figure it out. And,
yeah. yeah. And what is it that you're bringing back with you?
Yeah.
You know, I brought that piece back with me. I consider mm-hmm. the sound piece the part that I'm bringing back. And how did that mature?
Yeah,
while
and survive.
It was gone?
Yeah.
yeah. What did I take from here to those places mm-hmm. that we live? And what am I bringing back?
Mm-hmm.
And I think in a very simple way, that's really what I was trying to, the basic level, that's what I was trying to convey, what we were trying to convey mm-hmm. with the sound piece is that, you know, this idea of home is ever changing and you mm-hmm. have emotional attachments to wherever you may live, but you as a being are accumulating all of this
mm-hmm.
material, and how is it that you're sharing that
mm-hmm.
when you go to these different places?
Yeah, and sometimes something that you think is going to work, when you get there, you realize it doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
But it's okay. You can rethink it, and so it's
totally
kind of about
a part
adaptability.
Of the process, right?
Yeah.
But totally a part of the process.
Yeah.
I mean, did we expect the wind to knock it over? No.
Yeah. But actually, I would say we were all so grateful the way you did. We were like, oh, we were all so terrified to call you. It's like, who's going to call Anina? Oh my God, who's going to call Anina? But you're right. Now thinking about it, it sort of makes
yeah,
sense in terms of the
vein,
experiment.
Yeah,
right?
The vein in which the piece was created.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I'm okay with it. I'm like, this is great. I can't wait to see it in March.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be back up. So come back and see Anina's work in the show, along with all the other artists that we have. I think over 35 Bahamian artists in the National Exhibition. So it's pretty impressive. There's a lot of things to do with plants and bodies. And it's really interesting because, you know, the call was kind of, you know, it was specific, but it was also very open. And to see all these responses that really tie together, it's really very, very strong and very powerful. So I really encourage people to come see that show. It's called The Fruit and the Seed. We didn't even touch on that, but we have another half hour, so we can talk about that because you literally brought the seed, right? And the fruit. I hadn't even just realizing that now. So come see that show, the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and stay tuned to us. We're just going to a quick short break, but you are listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.